Trump's in the office, dude. Relax. Exactly. Things are going well. Yeah, you got nothing to be mad about.
I don't know what's going on with that, man.
With Trump Daddy?
Yeah, what's happening? He's doing good. He's doing. I haven't followed the news.
I think he's the best ever.
Is he?
Is that what's going on?
I don't. I can't tell. I don't know what's happening.
I don't think he's the worst. I don't think he's Hitler.
Mm-mm. You can phase. Yeah, you can phase.
I'm not
that
sure
up.
If he's Hitler yet.
I don't think he's Hitler.
A lot of people said he was.
Well, here's the dude. The thing is,
I don't think he's Hitler yet.
It's one of the two things. It's either, or actually, it's three things. It's either he is Hitler and he's undermining the press and he's trying to like completely manipulate
become
the entire citizenry and become a fascist, which is like, all right,
sick as fuck.
That's one.
If he goes fascist, I'm gonna be first in line being like, that's sick that you did that. You ruined the best country in the world and became a dictator.
Well, it's funny because you hear about people loving Stalin. I'm like, is this how this shit happens? You just slide into it. You're like, nah, dude, I thought he was pretty fucking sick, dude. I don't know. I don't know what everyone had a problem with.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly how it happens.
That's crazy. But then it's like, or, so that's one scenario, or Hillary's part of like a child molesting cabal of deep state fucking people.
You think Hillary's part of the child
that's
molesting
the other,
cabal?
That's the alternate side of this where it's like, nah, dude, you guys got it all wrong. There's a deep state and they're lying and they're stealing people and they sold all the jobs overseas and it's like, and they stole kids out of Haiti.
So you think it's one of those two things? Because I got a good chance.
Or it's fucking
definitely neither.
Exactly. Or it's neither. And then it's like,
it's
well,
nothing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not. That's what it is.
It's neither.
It's neither, and he's just a fucking idiot that's the president.
And what about Clinton?
Clinton?
Yeah.
Just would have been an idiot that's the president. And yeah, if you want to hold politicians to civilian standards, most of them are criminals.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know? It's like George Bush is a war criminal then.
Yeah.
But...
No, he's a good dude.
On. He's a man.
He's a man.
He's
I miss him, dude.
I'm good with a little war
criminal. I always hear war criminal, and I'm like... You know, it's like, what exactly does that entail?
I think
like
that entails...
The drone, coming up with the drone program and just fucking...
No, not the drone program necessarily, but yes. I mean, bombing like weddings and shit with robots. Yeah, that's a pretty bad crime. But like...
What's a weird... That's not like a battle. You
lying,
know what I mean?
Lying about anthrax, like WMDs in Iraq.
That's a war criminal.
Like clearly fabricating that to start a war in Iraq.
True that. That's war criminal status. That's, but it's also like... You hear about, like, the Revolutionary War and Civil War, and it was, like, Battle of the Bulge, and it was, like, they got up on a hill, and they're like, all right, we're going to have war down, and now it's just, like, is that a battle, technically, when, like, a robot comes up and just fucking blasts a wedding, and it's just, like,
blasts a wedding, dude.
Battle of
the
fucking...
Battle of fucking the Green Eyes wedding, dude.
In the middle, they, like, just catch it on the electric slide, like, damn, this song's fucking sick, and it's like...
Damn, I wonder how many of those started with, like... Because I was just at a wedding. Like, you know that moment where everyone's like, come dance. Come fucking dance. Like, I don't... Every time I dance, it sucks. And they're like, no, come on. And then you, while you're walking out, everyone's like, yeah. Boom, robot.
And then you're just, like, picking up your wife and her face
like
is gone.
Arm, like, Allah, Allah, Allah. Yeah, that's a tough life. That's a tough thing.
That's
you ever see, like, I've seen a couple wedding videos where the floor collapses.
What?
Pretty funny. Like, a bunch of fucking Indians are just... packed into a fucking dance floor.
And they literally
so hard that the floor fucking collapses.
I wonder if there's a like saying. I wonder if there's a saying die. In India about like not bringing tearing the roof down, dude. They're just tearing down the floor, dude.
Just bust through the floor. Yeah, I came up with a sick theory too that so far every single person's agreed with. Like everybody already knew it.
True.
Trump's autistic. He's definitely something, dude. Look at the way Trump's autistic. I'm calling
it. I don't
know.
It.
It's
dude,
official.
Did
he
you
acts that weird with no booze or drugs.
It's fair.
He's crushing McDonald's on private planes.
That's so fair.
He fucking watch him try to act. Like go watch him from like when he was on WWF.
Dude,
it's the weirdest shit.
That didn't make sense. He got all that money and they're like, you can do anything, Donald. What would you like to do? He's like, I want to be on WWF.
I want to be in an airplane. Let me in the fastest airplane with McDonald's.
Did you see his when he addressed people? Was it Hurricane Florence?
Yeah.
Dude, did you see his, like, when he, like, came out of the White House and, like, addressed the camera? He came out and he was like, Hurricane Florence is huge. Probably the wettest in terms of water we'd ever had. And I was like, dude, are you fucking around? Is this a joke? It was pretty fucking funny.
Dude.
Definitely the wettest in terms of water.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like,
hell yeah. I heard these ladies today when I was leaving the hotel. Two fucking ladies were in front of me walking up these steps. And I heard them talking about that. And the lady fucked up the quote. She's like, did you hear what he said yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, there's more water. It's like, yeah, it's a hurricane, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And the other one was like, I don't even look at what he says anymore. He's so dumb. And I was behind them just like, 2020.
That's not what he said.
I'm voting 2020, dude. In my head, I'm just like, dude, he would crush you two. Shut up.
We all might be autistic.
He's an autistic billionaire.
We all might be autistic, dude.
Every billionaire.
That might be what the Matrix is.
Full autism.
Dude.
D. Trump, full autism.
Autism's hot right now.
Autism's hot as fuck. You'd take over the world. If you're autistic.
No, it'd be tight. If autism becomes so sick that you get, like, young white kids from the suburbs, like, pretending to be, like, how, like, young white kids used to pretend to be black, how now, like, people are, like, pretending to be autistic.
Like, I count trains. I know all the trains. Like, no, you don't, dude. You're not autistic.
You front like you're autistic,
yeah,
dude. I think that's the autistic matrix, dude. We're probably all kind of autistic.
I mean, I guess it's a spectrum.
I'm definitely tipping.
I'm fucking not autistic at all. I'm fucking sick, dude. Being autistic's gay.
Being autistic's sick, dude.
No, being autistic,
being autistic is awesome. I've never met an autistic person I don't like.
Now that I know Trump's autistic, I'm all in.
I gotta do more research on that. Makes sense.
All you have to do is watch him try to make an emotion.
Well, yeah, it's
true.
Watch
him try to make any
facial expression. That's what he does. You go, whenever like they're like, Donald Trump, you're my favorite person, he goes... I don't know, though, dude.
He has no idea what he's doing. Emotionally, the guy is unplugged.
True. Yeah.
He has no fucking
clue. That was what I was thinking about, too. Like, when he had to go talk about the hurricane, I'm like, this guy has to, like, get into the headspace to pretend to give a fuck about a hurricane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck about
hurricanes. I watched his Flight 93 speech.
Did you really?
Same thing. He just tried to be like, what your families did was amazing. True heroes. Never forget about them. Pretty great. On this beautiful Pennsylvania field. And then he like pointed, like, you know that dumb point he does? He does a weird point. Watch him clap and point at people. Every time he walks out to a speech when people are clapping, he's like.
Well, he doesn't like to be touched either. That's like a crazy germaphobe. Yeah. He only pounds
people.
He's
clearly autistic.
It's good. That's fair enough, dude. I'm definitely going to be watching him.
Watch him through that lens, dude, and you'll see.
That must be crazy for him, too, to like go to rallies and have all those people coming out and chanting him.
Watch how when you see him at a rally like that, watch how he responds to the crowd. He's like, he does all these weird
faces. He's also a 7-year-old white guy.
True. I think every white dude after 60 is autistic.
They're autistic and
swerved in the lane because he was
autistic and gay.
Yeah.
Every 7-year-old white guy becomes gay.
That's what Bud was trying to avoid, dude. Bud was getting old enough, he could feel he was gay and autistic, and he was just like, you know what, fuck it.
He probably like saw some dude's ass in the bleachers, and he was like, nope.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man, that is...
Trump's autistic and gay.
Well, it was funny, because I would be like, dude, he's not as dumb as you think. And then I watched the hurricane thing, and it was like, him being like, definitely the wettest in terms of water we'd ever had.
That's autism, dude.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
He's autistic.
Dude, I have to find... Dude, I'll show this to you. It's so funny.
I heard about it.
It's so fun. I watched that and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he says shit sometimes where it's just like, damn, dude, you are fucking stupid.
He just every time they're like, you sure you don't want to write? He's like, come on, we got it. Let's go. I got a lot of stuff to do. And he's like, definitely the wettest in terms of water.
It's very wet. Very wet.
We have some of the best people down there.
Some of the best first responders. Yeah. Wow. Incredible.
Just amazing.
Amazing stuff they've done. And a lot of people don't know this, but Puerto Rico.
That's a sick battle right now. Being like,
the death toll in Puerto Rico.
Not that many people died. Yeah. He's like, people were dying anywhere down there. Which could be valid. He's like, dude, if someone just started lumping all the death data in Puerto Rico and like, this happened because of Donald Trump, it's like, did it?
Yeah, and he's crazy enough to respond to that.
I know.
The politics behind trying to add up a death toll to blame it on him is fucked up.
And then he'll do his own study and be like, it was 23 people.
It was only 6 people.
And they were old. It's really hot. A lot of them die anyway down there because it's hot.
Yes. Let's call
sick,
it, dude.
Fuck it.
Sorry. No. I know you were doing something sick.
That was my idea.
Your
idea
is
part of my idea.
Like a flotation for white dudes to say the N-word?
No, it's not a flotation. It's just like tourism. You get to go out on town and be like, what up? And everyone's like looking like, no, it's cool. And they show
like Westworld.
You paid it kind of like that.
A Westworld with bots.
Sort of. But like you could pay into it. And people. But then, you know, then I woke up out of this float tank. I was like, that's a fucking bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
But I did start laughing about the idea of Trump's N-word tape just being that him sing along to that YG song.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
They're like, we found the tape. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
It's just Trump rapping along to something. His numbers would go through the roof. It'd be like, that's the coolest fucking dude ever.
But yeah, I mean, the point was, shout out Russ, but my last session was far from productive. I just thought about dude saying the N-word with Mr. It'll T on their side.
It'll come back. That's a good thought.
They got to start catering towards, like, white trash. Like, West Virginia, was there, like, they're attacking this, like, people who like Trump as, like, privileged, like, trust fund babies. That's not the case. They're attacking themselves. Yeah. They need to start focus on, like, dudes who are down at, like, you drive past a dusty turnpike, and they're just standing out there with a wrench waiting for a car. That's who they got to start going.
They got to find anything on the turnpike where there's a handwritten sign.
Yeah.
They need to fucking pull over and be like, who wrote that? We got to talk to them.
Because they keep going at them like they're all these, like Wall Street tycoons kids, and it's like, dude, that's not who's fucking voting for Trump.
I mean, they are, but yes.
Just, yeah,
there's huge, not that many.
Exactly. They got to start taking it towards the WT. If the Democratic Party
wants
wanted
a chance,
to,
they got to get the white trash.
Got to get the white trash.
Trump daddy's
white trash votes,
into
dude.
The
white
black
trash.
Vote, dude.
That's a big vote right now. It's bigger than the
white trash vote.
Black vote was like swinging Trump's election. White trash vote's going to be huge when they start. When Democrats start, you know, they obviously run stuff for black people. Did you ever see that? Like, they do like McDonald's commercials and shit.
I mean,
like, grandma, sweet tea is so sweet. Yeah. You ever see that?
Yeah, McDonald's commercials, they went full blackface. McDonald went full blackface.
You know how grandma used to make that sweet tea? Dude.
I'm fucking loving it, y'all. It's like, what? Come now and get some motherfucking chicken nuggets, you marky ass busters.
Dude, when the DNC does like white trash,
this is
fucking
my second dip, dude. This is a two skull episode, dude.
You gotta skull up.
I gotta skull up. We're talking politics. I'm getting skulled
when
up.
When the DNC goes for the white trash vote.
You want to drink a beer right now?
Do you want to drink a beer?
Do you
go ahead.
Have
I'm sorry,
beers?
I didn't mean to cut you off. I was thinking about burning them. I didn't, so I shouldn't have even said it.
Yeah, what, you want to get knocked out, dude? Shut the fuck up.
Keep going, man.
No, I was just talking, dude. If they wisen up and start getting some, like, if the Democrats start doing some nice white trash commercials, I'll be so fucking pleased.
They should.
Dude, they have to. The fact that they're not, it's going to crush them.
What they're trying to create right now with this, like I haven't listened to enough of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
But when I hear her talk, she stumbles a lot on her words. It sounds like she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about a lot.
Really?
I mean, maybe because it's a lady yapping, and I don't like that. But no, for real, it sounds like she'll get fucking crushed by someone that knows what they're talking about.
Dude, I mean,
because she just goes on with like a platform of like people shouldn't be poor.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's
that's our policy too.
Yeah, for sure. Mean,
yeah.
No, that's true. That'll be I mean, dude, say what you will about Trump. He hasn't taken a day off, dude. He's been doing his fucking
talks. He's running his hour.
He's getting ready for these debates. It's gonna be insane, dude. It's like Rocky too.
His hour is sharp right now.
Yeah, it is.
I told you I was watching it.
He's gonna shred Cortez.
I've been
bro.
Watching his debates or his campaigns. Mm-hmm. He's been campaigning since day one.
Hasn't stopped, bro.
He literally hasn't stopped going to arenas and just being like, are we the best? Are we the best or what? I'm telling you, wow, we're really doing it.
Dude. Apparently people are mad right now because his tax thing where everyone got a little boost in their paychecks, it's like no one's getting a tax return now. It's a clear trick, dude.
Great trick, dude. I love it. He's very short term.
Everyone
in the moment.
Everyone was like, fuck yeah, dude, I got more money in my check. I got more. And now apparently everyone's filing their taxes and their accountant's like, yeah, you're not really getting anything back. I'm like, what the fuck? He just changed everyone from like a zero to a two.
Yeah. Did you watch the State of the Union?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Heard it was very measured.
Dude, I watched the State of the Union. I was like, fucking damn.
What'd he say?
Trump dog was fucking
nose breathing?
Brought it.
Was he,
he wasn't totally nose breathing, but he did have a couple of those.
That's not
when
bad.
He gets real serious, he's
yeah.
What we need to do, yeah.
Apparently it was real measured, but they attacked him. They were like, what'd they say? It was like, well, yeah, why is he so measured? Because secretly,
Yeah, of course. But it was actually a fucking sick speech. He brought some dudes in from D-Day. He was like, these guys are the
that's
fucking
one of his,
shit.
Yeah, that's one of his top moves, to stand behind a vet like that and just be like, what a great guy.
I mean, wow. He brought in a Border Patrol dude. He brought in like, he was like, that guy came here illegally. And now he fucking defends our country. It was like, woo!
Now he's a fucking coyote. He probably gets paid off. And fucking
But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she showed up, her and all the other hot babes showed up in all white and sat together.
Stop, bro. That's kind of nice.
And like the black ladies had like African sashes on.
Sure.
The one, who's the one with the fucking, there's a Muslim lady. She's the first.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
She was there. At one point she like hands on fate. Like, it was what you were saying about everybody's trying to be a GIF.
Yeah.
Everyone in there was trying to be a meme or a GIF.
What?
It was hilarious. That's... At one point, though, this was a weird part.
Trump, wait, they were there at the State of the Union, just all in all white?
Yeah. But Trump, at one point, was like, under our administration right now, women have the most jobs they've ever had. And that was the first time all those women stood up and clapped. And then they sat back down. He was like, no, stand back up. You're going to like this next one. Nailed them. They had to stand up and clap.
No!
And he was like, this is the most women we've ever had in politics. And they all did that again. And he was like, that's really great. It's really great for you guys. Congratulations. That's really great. Then he went back to his speech. It was fucking like,
oh my goodness. Yeah.
I didn't even watch it.
But really, during his speech, when they like stand up clapped, and then they all sat down, he's like, no, you guys are going to want to stand back up for this next one.
He just nailed strictly them. Deals in power moves, dude.
They tried to show up in like all white as like unity against him.
Yeah.
And he still was like, what's up, guys? How are you guys? You guys having fun?
Dude.
At one point, they clapped. The whole Congress like clapped for like a veteran or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, they wouldn't do that for me. Like, he was just winging it. That was, I mean, again, I don't want to sound too pro-Trump, but that was a good speech. He did great.
He did good?
I thought he did good.
Dude.
But, I mean, it was standard fucking like a lot of dumb. I mean, there was a fucking female, like a girl cancer survivor. Sure. The way they do it to explain each policy, they bring in somebody.
Yeah.
Like they brought in a family who their grandparents got murdered by MS-13.
Stop,
and
dude.
And Congress clapped for them. Dude, MS-13 killed like 2 80-year-olds.
Did they
in
really?
Their house. Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
Do you think 6ix9ine had any connection with it?
Tekashi?
He snitched, dude.
For sure.
He snitched.
He's been snitching.
You know
dude,
that.
Think about MS-13 breaking into your nan and pap's house. And icing them, dude. What a sick way to go.
Imagine though, watching Fox News your whole life, and your little fucking granddaughter's like, Grandpa, turn this shit off. Isn't it that right? And all of a sudden, MS-13 breaks in and murders you, dude. That guy must have been like, yes, yes,
dude,
yes.
What a fucking, that guy for 5 minutes while they were breaking in, he was Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
he
dude.
Was finally an old white man just like, not my house, not my country, you dirty sons of bitches. And then he got murdered. But yeah.
He was definitely like, hey guys, what?
But that's how I want to die. I hope I'm
13.
I hope I'm 80 years old. Me and my bitch are just watching TV again.
Definitely.
Bunch of fucking cholos break in and ice
that's
us.
A good,
dude.
That's an honorable death,
just to
dude.
Steal like our plates or whatever valuables they had.
I wonder what a lot of geezers aren't really like. A lot of times, they're a little bit of cash squirrels.
Yeah,
the guy could have been the juice man, dude.
You think he was the juice?
He might have been selling pills, dude.
Oh yeah, they probably got some pills.
Dude,
out of
old
those
people
geezers.
Have so many fucking pills, dude.
Yeah, MS-13 made out like bandits that night.
That guy might have been Poppy.
You think
he might have been the plug?
You think that geezer was the plug?
He might have been the plug, dude. They might have stormed the plug.
That's probably. I mean, they don't just ice random geezers.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a fucking plug.
Well, that's what they do, Shane.
Just ice
they
random
come in
geezers.
Here and they rape and kill old people. They're real big.
I mean, that
in
was his
rape.
Message. He was like, "This is what happened to these old people. They got raped and murdered by a couple Mexicans."
I actually.
That's fucking nuts.
Oh my god!
At one point in he was talking about Venezuela, and he was like, "Used to be a beautiful country." Socialism has ruined it. And he's like, I want everyone here to make the pledge. We will never be a socialist country. And of course, the Republicans stand up and clap. And then
the
camera just zooms in on Bernie Sanders, who's sitting there like, Trump out of nowhere in the middle of the speech was just like, we're not communists. We'll never be communists. Next topic. We're going to the moon. Next topic. It was fucking wild.
That's awesome. We're going back to the moon.
Yeah,
dude.
He had Buzz Aldrin up in the rafters. He was like, yo, shout
Aldrin
out Buzz.
Loves him, dude.
Aldrin's out of his fucking gourd, dude. He was wearing like a mini American tie. It came up to like his nipples. He stood up and was like, he saluted him with these bug eyes.
Oh my God.
You gotta
dude.
Watch it.
I'm going to check
that
out.
Watch the State of the Union. Get high and watch that tonight.
For sure.
You're going to
be
like, be holy shit, this is chaos.
The last thing I saw was Pelosi and Schumer talking to Trump, and I was like, I checked
Pelosi
out.
Pelosi and Schumer's post-Trump, their rebuttal was one of the gayest fucking things
I've
ever
say?
Seen. What
did they
say? That was the night, the one you're talking about, where they both stood at the podium together.
I was talking about when they went into his office like months ago, and they were like, no, you shut the government down first. Like, well, I did it, but like not as long as you shut the government. It was like... It's a bunch of fucking old people losing their minds. What the fuck?
They do the other party has a response after the State of the Union.
State of the Booyan, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, yeah, did you hear that? Trump said we're going to...
The Democrats had a power move, dude. They had a black lady, fat black lady, standing at a podium.
Fuck.
All women of different races behind her on like a bleachers.
Oh, fuck.
And she stood there and was like, my dad worked at a factory. My mom was a librarian. America is great. Like, it was just like...
I mean, it's the same thing as bringing up to fucking the grandchildren of an MS-13 murdered. Dude, stuff that's not a new conclusion, but like to watch people watch the same thing and have two very different reactions to it is fucking nuts.
I mean, yes, if somebody watched the State of the Union and was like, Trump's a fucking loser and this is crazy, I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. But I watched it and I was like, Trump daddy, dude. Yeah, I mean, jokingly, I was like, he fucking killed it.
It's crazy that people will watch, like, you're watching it, you're like, all right, Trump's fucking bringing up vets. You're seeing tricks that are being played.
Easily.
And for someone to watch it and be like, I can't believe you brought them up. And they're like, watching the other lady, like, no, nothing to see here.
Right.
Yeah, watching it.
Fucking nuts, dude. Exactly.
The totally diverse bleacher of women behind this black lady giving a speech.
Hand selected, dude.
Oh, right. Absolutely. They hand select them at fucking comedy specials.
Yeah, man.
That's weird.
It's weird as fuck.
You ever see that?
I assumed that.
They do that.
Yeah.
When you get to a comedy special taping, they decide who sits in the front row. Like, while people are walking in, they'll look at the audience and be like, all right, you two, come up here. And it'll be like a biracial couple.
Right.
Perfect.
And they'll be like, you, black chicks, get up front. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, they want to see it, like, that diverse reaction and stuff.
Yeah.
That's funny. Pretty crazy.
Watch, go to HBO when you get a chance and watch Amanda Seals. I don't think that's her name. I forget who it is.
Amanda Bynes?
No, it might. Amanda Bynes. Fuck, I shouldn't be just trashing someone now that I'm in the
you're just
in the industry.
You're talking about the production.
But no, just go watch it. I think it's Amanda Seals.
Yeah.
You're not trashing her. You're and she's trashing like, the
well, now you're trashing her.
Yeah, fuck it. At the beginning of the special.
You weren't.
Yeah. If I met her, I'd be like, yeah, it's nice to meet you. But,
I love you.
At the beginning of the special, she's walking through, like, on her cell phone, walking up to the stage. And she's like, this special is not for homophobes. No. This ain't for racists. This ain't for Trump fans. This ain't for, like, she just names all these things. Yeah. She's like, this ain't for fuckboys. It's just like.
Man, that sucks.
So while I was watching that, I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
I guess I'm.